Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, 26 April 2019. I am Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. UWE Open Campus head Miss Kimone Joseph calls for a salary increase and better appointment opportunities for Dominica's teachers. U.S. Coast Guard offloads 970 pounds of cocaine and 550 pounds of marijuana seized in the Caribbean. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden declares his 2020 presidential bid, ending months of speculation, saying the core values of the nation, or very democracy, everything that has made America, is at stake. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. More details right after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. Q95 News has been reliably informed that a vessel was brought to shore on Wednesday at Casabruce by two fishermen from that village who found it floating out at sea. The marine unit of the Dominica Police Force is said to have arrived on the scene later that day and took the vessel away. At this time, it is not yet known whether there is any connection between that vessel and the missing boat from the Woodford Hill area, which had prompted a search and rescue operation by the police. However, Q95 News will bring you more information from official police sources as soon as it becomes available. In more news, head of the UWE Open Campus, Ms. Kimone Joseph, is demanding that the government support Dominica's teachers by significantly increasing their salary and appointment opportunities. Ms. Joseph wasted no time in putting the cards on the table during her address at the Dominica Association of Teachers annual general meeting on Wednesday.
As much as I support teachers taking the initiative and doing degrees and training programs, we have to be real. Education costs money. And if someone is going to make an investment, they should expect the returns to be worth it. It is disheartening to continually be struggling on a small salary, forcing to make ends meet, and at the same time trying to develop yourself while waiting in line for appointments, not knowing where you stand. And if we are to be honest, we must admit that, like nurses, Dominican teachers are looking for opportunities elsewhere. But in my heart, I know that the teacher's investment in his or her education and professional development is worth it. It is vital for new skill development and for learning new techniques. We have to do better by our teachers. If we don't, we will lose the good ones. Teachers have to be paid better, and degreed teachers have to be paid much, much better. It is as simple.
Head of UWE Open Campus Dominica, Ms. Kimone Joseph. Q95 News can confirm that the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force, CDPF, recovered two lifeless human bodies from the sea in the northeast of the island on Tuesday, 23rd April 2019, while conducting a search and rescue mission. One of the bodies was identified by a family member as that of Anthony Jr. Robin, a male juvenile who was reported missing on Sunday, 21st April 2019, by a family member who mentioned that he went on a fishing expedition on Saturday, 20th April, in the Marigot area and had not returned. The other body has not yet been identified. Both were officially pronounced dead by a medical doctor and transported to the Lyndhurst Funeral Parlor. This is Q95 News. The World Press Freedom Index report of 2019 says journalism in Dominica is not as respected as in countries like Jamaica. The Paris-based Reporters Without Borders, RSF, which prepares this report, named Jamaica as the Caribbean country with the highest respect for freedom of information. Suriname at number 20 and Trinidad and Tobago at number 39 were the next best placed Caribbean community CARICOM countries on the 2019 index. The RSF conducts political advocacy on issues relating to freedom of information and freedom of the press, placed Jamaica at number 8 in a total of 180 countries examined. The RSF conducted investigations in 13 Caribbean countries, excluding Barbados. Was not an RSF said, was not RSF said that journalism is not a prestige profession in member countries of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS. They receive little training and often abandon media work because it is so badly paid, an issue that particularly affects female journalists in the region, the report states. The RSF report goes on to say that many media outlets are under the direct influence of politicians, especially during elections. RSF further points out that in some of the islands, political parties even own or have major shares in media companies, comprising journalistic independence or compromising journalistic independence. It said that the authorities in the sub-region are also monitoring social networks more and more closely, which encourages a degree of self-censorship. Sweden tops the World Press Freedom Index, with Turkmenistan occupying the bottom position at number 180. The United States is listed at number 48. Former DPSU General Secretary Alvin Thomas believes it constitutes total disrespect to the union for a politician in office to interfere with or directly attempt to engage with individual public officers' concerns. Thomas voiced that opinion on the DPSU program on Wednesday night with host Thomas Slater, the current General Secretary of the DPSU. Thomas Slater stated that public officers need to understand the history of the union.
Public officers need to understand clearly what is happening there. And I think it is a total disrespect for the union for any politician or any minister, and that includes the Prime Minister, to have that direct interface with public officers and members of the union. It bothers me that currently you have persons in position that should have been able to provide some advice to the Prime Minister who's not doing that. Steve Farrell, who is the current Cabinet Secretary, was the president of this union at one time. We served together. Mm-hmm. He was the president of the Public Service Union. Benoit Badwill, who is also the CEO of the Port Authority, was the treasurer of this union, and we served. And I will say further that on no account whatsoever, absolutely no account, when my good friend President Charles Savre was General Secretary of the Union, would he have allowed Prime Minister Patrick John to meet directly with public officers? On no account that would have happened.
You've just heard statements from former General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, DPSU, Mr. Alvin Thomas. Atlantic View Resort and Spa Public Relations Officer Jerry Williams invites persons to come and experience the jazz atmosphere in a seductive setting at its facility. Atlantic View Resort and Spa is nestled against lush green hillsides overlooking the Atlantic Ocean in Ansolda. It is as extraordinary and rare as the land around it. The first of 35 guest rooms and elegant suites, the resort is only 35 minutes drive from the Douglas Charles Airport, 15 minutes drive from the town of Portsmouth, and 1 hour and 15 minutes drive from the town of Roseau. Mr. Williams, who was speaking at a press conference earlier this week, said the Atlantic View is adding a new flavor to this year's festivities during the weekend of May 3rd to May 5th, 2019. He says that we have to play our part in creating something new, and it is with this in mind that the traditional soca and jazz will be met with mimosas.
We have to play our part in creating an attractive event and to encourage persons to stay at Atlantic View. This year, we're offering our signature fringe event, soca, jazz, and we're adding mimosas to the name itself. Atlantic View opened its gates to share the vibes of soca, jazz rhythms, and refreshing mimosas as a sexy rooftop party, captivating you with a musical journey, a supreme experience of audio and visual production from our local artists, DJ Midian, Signal Band, UC Pavala, and our very own Colton team, are showing you the best quality at an event all tailored to meet the satisfaction and taste of the patrons. Atlantic View experience is always unique. Feel the beat of soca, jazz, rhythms, and refreshing mimosas. This is just night one. We encourage you to be our guests for the weekend. Once booked, on arrival, you are welcome with a cocktail and relaxing jazz music in the background. You are now in the villages of Anzime, Ansola, Benz, and Hampstead. Wondering what to do on this Saturday? Well, check out the 10 most things to do in the north. Indian River, horseback riding, diving, Shodia Pool, Hampstead Estate, Red Rock, the Whitey Kubli segment 12, 13, and 14, and just take a boat ride from Anzime Port to Batibu Beach. Book your stay with us for only $86 or $234 EC per night. Book three nights and pay for only two.
Public Relations Officer of Atlantic View Resort and Spa, Jerry Williams. As of Saturday, April 27th, 2019, Venezuela will no longer be a member of the Organization of American States, OAS. The Venezuelan Embassy in Dominica made this announcement in a media release issued yesterday, Thursday, 25th April, which stated the Embassy of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela in the Commonwealth of Dominica informs the Dominican people and its authorities in general that as of Saturday, April 27th, the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela will definitely leave the OAS after having compiled or complied with all the requirements. The process of Venezuela's exit from the organization started in 2017 when Venezuela complained that the OAS has been acting against its own fundamental principles. It said the hemispheric organization had become an instrument for the domination and exploitation of the Venezuelan people through legal contraptions, acts of hypocrisy, and mediatic deceptions that, far from promoting democracy as it corresponds, imposes servile governments to the empire. The release continues. Proof of this is that it intends to accept the participation of a false representative of Venezuela named illegally because it has the backing of the American government. Venezuelan ambassador to the United Nations and alternative representative to the Organization of American States, OAS, Samuel Moncada, announced in early April that his nation would leave the OAS on April 27th in defiance of the racist Monroe Doctrine and United States President Donald Trump's continued attempts to run over the countries of the continent with the help of OAS leadership. However, he said the move will never defeat the ideas of our liberators and added that Venezuela will always be an independent, free, and sovereign nation. Moncada later tweeted, "The path to war is to allow Trump's agent to occupy Venezuela's chair in the OAS in order to request an invasion for humanitarian reasons. That process has already begun with OAS Director General Almagro's support, who lies to the entire world about what has never been decided." A week earlier, the OAS director released a statement calling the self-proclaimed interim president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, the country's legitimate president. Almagro said, "This is so based on a 10-member OAS vote in January to not recognize the legitimacy of Nicolas Maduro's new term. The resolution passed 19-6 with 8 abstentions and 1 absence. Moncada responded to the OAS pronouncements in a tweet stating, "The Permanent Council has no authority to recognize governments. The decision is a null propaganda act. It has never had that power, and even less so. It tried to impose it with 18 votes or a simple majority." The release from the Venezuelan embassy in Dominica states, "In this sense, the Venezuelan people, with joy and defense of their right to live in peace, will be mobilized in support of the legitimate constitutional and democratically elected government of President Nicolas Maduro." The release concluded, "For the respect of international law and the peace of our people, we will overcome." In more news, Dominica is to receive assistance from a U.S. organization to reform its child justice system. This is according to Magistrate Gloria Augustus. Augustus says the child justice system in Dominica needs reforming, and the Child Justice Bill and Act is one that needs to be implemented immediately. She was speaking at the beginning of a two-day consultation on the issue of child and adolescent development. She says the Child Justice Bill in Dominica needs to be an act, and that we in Dominica, compared to the other nation states, are behind in implementing fair justice for our children.
Sometime in December, the project engaged some people from a consulting firm in the U.S. That consulting firm is called the National Center for States Courts. And this project implementing consultant firm, they are going to come on board in the countries very soon to find out what it is that we need to do to really push that reform. What it is that we need to at least complete, or the project, or how the project is to help the countries. You may be aware that there is the Child Justice Bill, and in Dominica is still a bill. In some of the other countries, it has become an act. So Grenada has gone ahead, Antigua has gone ahead, St. Kitts has gone ahead, and the most recent one was St. Lucia. So only St. Vincent and Dominica are lagging behind in terms of bringing this to be an act. So the Child Justice Bill is still a bill in Dominica, and we are hoping that through all the work that we're doing, that we will see the need to really get that act going, because it's the act also that's going to help a lot of the things that we want to do, to give it that validity, to give it that backing, and also to help us reform that system.
Magistrate Gloria Augusta says this is where the U.S. organization will help in taking further necessary steps to bring adequate justice for the victims. She says the whole aspect of diversion is going to aid in righteous justice.
We'll also assist the country in developing diversion programs for young offenders.
Reform is not business as usual. It's about changing how things are done, and a change for the better, a better for the youth of Dominica and the youth of the region by extension. Very soon from now, that same consulting firm I told you is going to come around. One of the things that they want to find out is, what are the possible diversion programs in Dominica? The whole aspect of diversion is about seeing how we can move children away from the formal court system. The whole way in which the law is framed is to allow diversion to happen even before any kind of court case. So therefore, there's going to be a big focus on diversion, because it is felt that not everything needs to go through the formal court system. Some matters can be dealt with in other ways and still hold the child accountable. So diversion is a very big part of it, and therefore we're going to look at diversion programs. And even when they go through the court system and we have to deal with them, we also want to rehabilitate them so that they do not come back into the system, and some of these programs will be important.
Magistrate Gloria Augustus. Dominica's Lady of Song, Ophelia Marie, will be given her rightful praise in an event dubbed Mama Creole, says coordinator Leroy Waddix Charles. Waddix explained that this event is all about, and he's emphasizing the importance of giving proper recognition to Dominica's very own royalty, Lady of Song, Ophelia Marie.
Basically, it's ensuring recognition and appreciation to someone who has really been exemplary, someone who has blazed the trail for Dominica's music, the first feminine Cadence Calypso musical icon to be known throughout the Creole world, celebrating 40 years. It's a monumental feature. It's a monumental feat, and it was very important that I put this together to honor her, to celebrate her for what she have done for Dominica, for what she have done for Creole music. And let's hope that she can inspire the younger ones. Let's, you know, be reminiscent of how music has done good for Jamaica, for Trinidad, for Haiti, and let our icons be known globally that Dominica truly stands supreme around the rest of the Caribbean, and let us continue to herald, let's continue to champion the cause of our icons, especially our musical legends.
Event coordinator Leroy Wallace Charles. The crew of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Raymond Evans offloaded approximately 970 pounds of cocaine and 550 pounds of marijuana last Thursday at Coast Guard Base Miami Beach, worth an estimated total of $13.5 million wholesale seized in international waters. This featured the cutter Raymond Evans' first ever stop, interdiction and seizure of a vessel trafficking illicit narcotics April 8, 2019, while on patrol in the Central Caribbean Sea. The contraband offloaded was interdicted off the coast of Jamaica, Haiti, and Colombia, and represented three separate cases involving suspected drug smuggling vessel interdictions by the U.S. Coast Guard. The cutter Raymond Evans was responsible for one case, seizing an estimated 550 pounds of marijuana. And former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has declared his presidential bid, putting an end to months of speculation. In a video announcement, Biden argued that the core values of the nation, our very democracy, everything that has made America, is at stake. The 76-year-old, who has already run twice for the presidency, enters a crowded race for the 2020 Democratic nomination. He's up against 19 other hopefuls. They include Senators Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Bernie Sanders. And now here is the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles, valid from 6 a.m. Friday, April 26, 2019. Elevated moisture levels in an unstable atmosphere are expected to generate increased cloudiness and scattered showers across parts of the Lesser Antilles during the next 24 to 48 hours. Isolated moderate showers are possible across this area. Slight to moderate seas are expected during the next 24 hours, with waves peaking near 5 feet. That's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines. UWE Open Campus head Ms. Kimon Joseph calls for a salary increase and better appointment opportunities for Dominica's teachers. U.S. Coast Guard offloads 970 pounds of cocaine and 550 pounds of marijuana seized in the Caribbean. And former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden declares his 2020 presidential bid, ending months of speculation. The news was brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens,